Evening and welcome to the Dr. Seuss Film Podcast. Tonight, we honor a woman who has really been a trailblazer. She is currently in retirement, but yes, it wasn't Sherry O'Terry, but we caught her. Happy birthday, Barbara Walters.
Thank you. I have not been myself lately. I have been in hiding. I have retired. The view is whirling swimmingly. Barbara Walters created The View. I did. In 1997, I wanted to start a show about women with different personalities, different viewpoints. If it were different personalities, it would have been The Three Faces of Eve, which the wonderful Joanne Woodward did beautifully.
Barbara, you are 92. How does it feel?
92 is an age that I take with great revelry. It is no longer 2020. It is 2021. To think that 20 years ago, I was 72. And here I am. I am 92. It has been a very rich experience.
What are some of your favorite interviews?
I would have to say Christopher Reeve, but also one of my most controversial interviews, because he was considered a madman and he had murdered so many people, and that was Fidel Castro, who I very famously asked, "Do you find it weird crossing the Bay of Pigs with an American?" There have been many talks about me and Castro. We did our interviews until far in the morning. There was no hanky-panky on my part.
Barbara, you're one of the last still here. I mean, Hugh Downs is gone. Harry Reasoner is gone. Mike Wallace is gone. You have outlived so many of your contemporaries.
This is true. I have outlived many of them. As I sit here overlooking New York in my penthouse, deciding about my 100th birthday, what kind of a party I want, rather than to ask myself what kind of a twee I'd like to be.
Do we dare ask what kind of a tree you want to be?
You know, I asked Katharine Hepburn that question in 1981. I've never lived it down. It is truly the bane of my career.
I remember that you once said that you would quit if Greta Garbo granted you an interview. Does that still stand?
Yeah. That is very funny. You know, if Greta Garbo, if we seanced her, and I'm very unlikely that we could, I would truly interview her. She is perhaps the most fascinating actress of my generation. You have to understand something about Greta Garbo. She did not give interviews. I would have grilled her with all the interviews. I wouldn't have asked her, you know, I do regret asking Ricky Martin if he was gay. I do regret that. I wouldn't have asked Greta Garbo that. That was always a hot button issue that you did not ask. That is like asking Fidel Castro if he likes to have three ways. It's none of my business.
Barbara, The View still continues 25 years later. What did you think of their latest show?
I found it very interesting. I love that the show continues. I receive memos daily about the show. Something that I created, you know, when I was working with Harry Reasoner and all of them, they didn't want me there. They didn't want me there. I have had the last laugh, basically.
Is there an interview that you wanted to do but you couldn't?
I always wanted to interview Jacqueline Kennedy Onassis. I truly did. I didn't get... I interviewed her once. We went on a trip to I believe it was India, Egypt. And it was on the airplane. It was not filmed. And I asked her very interesting questions. And she was very shy. At the same time, Miss Kennedy was very well read. There are certain people that I do regret not getting to interview. I wanted to interview the Pope, but he does not give interviews. Queen Elizabeth. Now, others have interviewed Queen Elizabeth. Queen Elizabeth has ruled England since the 1950s. It is truly, to be a woman in power and to have that kind of responsibility is truly just rich.
And now we come to Baba Wawa.
Baba Wawa, yes, that will follow me for the rest of my life, however long it may be. Gilda Radner was a very interesting actress. I remember when my daughter Jackie was watching Saturday Night Live, and there was Baba Wawa. And I didn't want to be Baba Wawa. I didn't like it. And people did say, you know, maybe you should consider a cease and desist. At that time, it was rare. And my daughter Jackie saw me and said, oh, mommy, lighten up. And then there was a couple of times. One time I was in the south of France. You know, I just happened to be there. And Gilda Radner was there. And she was there with Kyle Reiner. And she blanched. And I put my arms around her and I loved her ever since. To, you know, that is true that you truly have made it when you are parodied.
And, you know, you've lost so many friends, though. I mean, Joan Rivers and...
Joan Rivers. Joan Rivers is one of those comedians who was so controversial. When we had her on The View, we always had to be careful. There was, you know, this 30-second delay. Joan would, and I respected Joan for that. But at the same time, during daytime television, you have to be very careful. After what Rosie O'Donnell and Elizabeth Hasselbeck. Now, Rosie, in my old age of 92, I will give Rosie the benefit of the doubt. I feel that Elizabeth Hasselbeck was too stupid and too Republican to even fathom what was going on. She always had her hand in the furnace, shall we speak. Meghan McCain, how do I say this in the nicest possible way? I am Baba Walters. Meghan McCain had a chip on her shoulder. Everyone knows it. I have dated Republicans and Democrats, and I am a Democrat. I can say that in my 92 years. But Meghan McCain has a chip on her shoulder, and she always will, and that's just the half of it. She cannot be dissuaded or dismused, and I am so happy that she is no longer on The View.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Elizabeth Hasselbeck and the mic slip, and the mic was still on, and yes.
You feel that Elizabeth Hasselbeck was too stupid to be on The View?
Yes. I'm throwing shade. I know what that means. I'm spilling the tea. I'm 92 years old, sweetie. My good friend Gloria Vanderbilt dying, that really was the nail in the coffin. Gloria Vanderbilt was such an honest person. And I remember one time, and Anderson Cooper is just a gem. And often, he doesn't mind me saying this, will come to my penthouse to see how I'm doing. So, you've heard it first. So, when Sherry O'Terry did me, basically, at the 2020 ball drop with Andy Cohen, oh God, someone who really needs therapy. It was funny. And Anderson told me about it. And I totally just accepted it. I am not able to go to Times Square and say, this is Baba Walters and this is 2020. It just wouldn't. What are you going to get out of it?
Okay. But you really, I want to go back to Elizabeth Hasselbeck. Why did you have her on The View?
I'm going to be honest here in this moment, and it was slim pickings. Lisa Ling was about to leave. We loved Lisa Ling. And we wanted a youthful personality. I don't think we bit off more than we could chew by selecting Elizabeth Hasselbeck, who was a throwaway from Survivor, whose politics didn't match the brain. I know that spilled the tea, and I would say, is that the sperm that won?
You are almost like Sophia from Golden Girls, where you're there's no filter.
My dear, when you have lived 92 years, your filter does start to diminish. Elizabeth Hasselbeck still mentions me, and I just want to delete her from my life.
Oh, interesting. And you did a profile on Caitlyn Jenner. Do you regret that?
Yes, I do. I regret it because Caitlyn Jenner turned out to be such a twain wreck. Just a total twain wreck. Tried to run for governor of California. If I was not in retirement, I would have interviewed Gavin Newsom to ask him, what does he really think about Caitlyn Jenner? Caitlyn Jenner is someone who has no business in politics. All she wants to talk about is her Wheaties box, being a triathlon athlete. That's about it.
And the Kardashians, you said that they were very untalented.
I may be 92, but I still stand by that admission that they have no talent. The fact that Kim Kardashian is going to host Saturday Night Live shows the desperation on the part of Lorne Michaels that he wants ratings and he wants the youth market. To bring in someone who has no talent, such as she, to try to win the show, the musical guests will have to rise to the occasion.
Thank you, Barbara. And I'm going to leave things for a bit, because we have a friend for you who has been seanced in.
Oh, you can do that on this show. How very interesting. Who's here?
Hello, my dear. This is Gloria Vanderbilt.
Oh, hello, my darling. It is Barbara Walters.
Happy birthday, Barbara.
You sound amazing. What has heaven provided for you?
Oh, and now you turn the interviewer. Oh, my darling, it has been just amazing.
What is your secret of perpetual youth?
In the afterlife, my dear, there are no problems. We watch the world from a crystal ball-like sphere as all of this shit just unfolds.
Is heaven like a waiting room?
My dear, you will find out when you get here eventually one day. As I look upon my son Anderson and my grandson Wyatt Cooper, I am in bliss, my dear. And yes, in the afterlife they have Gloria Vanderbilt genes.
They truly do. They have Gloria Vanderbilt genes. Oh, my darling. Do you have any advice for me as I reach? I am 92 years old, Gloria.
Oh, my darling, let me tell you something. It does get wetter as you look upon the world in your penthouse. You are truly fabulous.
Thank you, Gloria Vanderbilt.
As I sit here on my throne of Vanderbiltisms, I want to take a moment and just thank you, Barbara Walters, for always providing a platform for women.
Oh, Gloria Vanderbilt, that truly makes me just well up. I am verklempt. I am truly. I'm truly verklempt. This is Baba Weltish interviewing Gloria Vanderbilt. Now, Gloria, I want to ask you some questions.
Oh, my dear Dr. Seuss. The show has taken on a new throne meaning.
Oh, I know. Barbara, I think it's time for your NyQuil.
Oh, I'm sorry. It is Saturday night. This is Barbara Walters, and this is 2021. Good night.
Gloria Vanderbilt. So, what do you think of this new book that Anderson has about the Vanderbilts? I heard some of the audio.
It is interesting that he is finally embracing his roots. You know, that insufferable Andy Cohen has always asked, oh, what is it like to be a Vanderbilt? And Anderson has said that turned him off. I am so thankful he never married that son of a bitch.
Oh, thank you, Gloria Vanderbilt. Gloria Vanderbilt, is there a film out there that you would want the audience to watch?
I want the audience to watch The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly, starring Mr. Clint Eastwood.
Did you have an affair with him?
I was married at the time. Unfortunately, no. But he has a dick like butter.
And who told you this?
One of my girlfriends from Long Island.
Thank you, Gloria Vanderbilt.
Don't mention it. Oh!
And that is the Dr. Seuss Film Podcast. Good night and pleasant dreams.